Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We are in Exodus chapter 19 today, just two verses, verses 7 and 8. Exodus 19, verses 7 and 8 said, "So Moses came and called the elders of the people and set before them all these words that the Lord had commanded him. All the people answered together and said, 'All that the Lord has spoken, we will do.' And Moses reported the words of the people to the Lord." I don't want you to miss this. God, through Moses, now comes to the people of Israel, and he sets his words before them, and they responded, "All that the Lord has spoken, we will do." By the way, how'd they do? Probably kind of like you and me, right? We want to, but we can't. That's why we need his forgiveness and his power to live it. Listen to Deuteronomy chapter 5. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 28 and 29. "The Lord heard your words when you spoke to me. And the Lord said to me, 'I have heard the words of this people which they have spoken to you. They are right in all that they have spoken. Oh, that they had such a heart as this always, to fear me and to keep all my commandments, that it might go well with them and their descendants forever.'" God says, "I heard you. And I think you meant it when you said it. The only problem is you don't know yourself like I know you." Peter says to Jesus, "I'm willing to go to prison and death." Jesus says, "Actually, before the rooster crows tonight, you're going to deny you know me three times." Our intentions are good. We really believe we can do the things we promise. How many times have you told the Lord, "Oh Lord, I'm not doing that ever again. Lord, I repent. I'm turning from that sin. I'm never doing it again." How'd you do? Folks, that's why we need him. That's why we need Jesus. Not just to die for our sins, but also to come live within us and empower us to live out what we want to do and he wants us to do. Listen to Ezekiel 36, 22 through 27, a promise to the people of Israel that he's going to do in the last days at the end of the tribulation period as they enter the kingdom. But also it's a promise that is ours today through Jesus Christ in the church age. Ezekiel 36, 22 through 27, "Therefore say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, it's not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I'm about to act, but for the sake of my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations to which you came. And I'll vindicate the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, and which you have profaned among them. And the nations will know that I am the Lord, declares the Lord God, when through you I vindicate my holiness before their eyes. I'm going to take you from the nations and gather you from all the countries and bring you into your own land. I'll sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleanness and from all your idols. I'll cleanse you, and I'll give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I'll remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I'll put my spirit within you, and I will cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules." Wow, isn't that cool? God says, "I'll wash you clean. I'll give you a new heart. I'll put my spirit within you, and I'll cause you to obey my rules." Oh, that sounds great, you say. Well, we have that available today. As we yield to the Spirit, he will live it through us. Paul says, "Walk in the Spirit and you won't gratify the desires of the flesh." Listen to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verses 23 through 29. "And not only the creation, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Likewise, the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we don't know what to pray for as we ought. But the Holy Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers." Folks, the nation of Israel said, "We'll do everything that you have said." And God says, "I hear you, and I think you meant it, but you can't." But he knew that by his grace, as we yield to him, we would. I pray that you will give Jesus your life, trust him as your Savior, and then learn to daily lay your flesh on the altar and let him have control. You will keep the commands of God. Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.